Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody. How are you all?
Think about me and you, love, spending some special time. I can even write a rhyme about you. See, I know what it means now to be caught up. Chasing your thoughts, just like the scent of your perfume. It fills the room even when you're not there. Is it hot in here or is it just me? Maybe it's the vision of your mocha skin pulling me in and making me do things I don't wanna.
Good evening, everybody. How's the family and friends doing? We're back tonight.
Hello, hello.
I want everybody to send out a prayer for Callie Elijah. He's not going to be with us tonight. His grandma is ill, so we're sending special prayers out today for him.
Absolutely.
We're letting you know that tonight is our last night before we go on vacation. So we'll be back early summer. Now, I'm going to start off and I'm going to have Valerie say good evening.
Good evening, everyone. Wow, it's been a real
MMS Sunshine.
Yes, yes, yes. No, you got to say that. But it's been a real awesome season. Yes, it's been an awesome season, I'm telling you. I am so excited again, as we always say, tonight. You know, it might seem like the grand finale, but it's just know that it's not over. So, again, I'm excited about being here tonight. This is your MMS Sunshine.
Now, can we get Coach Kevin?
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the final show of the season. Thank you all for listening. I'm excited. My football season is starting up on Monday. And yes, welcome.
We won't have to remind him. See, when he's in season, we have to remind him. This is Queen Mom. And we want to welcome everybody tonight. We have to always start off with our bestest friend. Hello, Sherry and Nelson.
Yes.
Glad to
be here. Yes, what's up, Nelson? My man.
This is the order. So we want to get started. No, Valerie, to your question. We're going to start with, do you believe that most men are down low, polygamous, and if it were to exist in today's arena, do you believe there would be healthier relationships and stronger families? We're going to let Valerie start that one.
You would start with me. That's right. I'm waiting for this one.
What? You waiting to hear what I got to say, huh?
Oh,
yeah, ma'am.
Well, it's the thing. If you know, it's a lot of people that's doing that. You know, regardless if they put a title on it or not, it's a lot of people that's walking that walk. They just not wearing the title. So I don't know what you call it, a cheating, dogging, doing your thing, whatever it is, or that's your lifestyle. So at the end of the day, the only problem I see is that people don't compromise in that. You know, they don't include people in it the proper way. They don't discuss that type of lifestyle. So you just automatically make people do what you want them to do and wonder why situations don't work or relationships don't work, and that's one of the reasons why. But in the meantime, between time, I'm pretty sure the whole avenue was to build up the man, build the man up, you know, the family up, the children up. So I can't say that it wouldn't be a bad thing. I can't say that it would be a good thing. But what I do say is if it's probably done correctly, then it does benefit for everybody. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying that it can't work. It could work. But I just think that it's a part of, again, going to that round table and what it's really all about, not assuming what it's about.
I thought that was,
you know,
a good thing.
Okay.
I thought that was good.
Like, for real,
I'm
you know,
sorry,
that's right. You know what I'm saying? This is the thing. When people talk about it, they learn what the real word of what it's all about. When they talk about it and sit down, some people are really game to that lifestyle. You know what I'm saying? They're not insecure about their relationship. They know sometimes that maybe it takes more than two people or a couple of people, as the old people used to say. It takes a community to build families and stuff like that. And maybe that's what it is. You know, they say women are strong. They add to the table. They build, bring men together. They build them up. So,
ooh,
I mean, maybe two or three kids. Who knows? I can't speak for that. I can't speak for that because that's not, you know, what I've done, you know, in my lifetime. But people do it every day. And guess what? The sad part about it, people are doing it every day, and they're not telling people. They're just doing it behind their backs. They're cheating. They're lying. And it's not cool.
In other words, you're setting some woman up to get hurt.
It's most definitely going to set them up to get hurt, especially if they do not know that it's going on. Now, what I'm saying, it's not told that that's what they're doing, because that's not what they're
exactly
calling it. They're just sneaking. But this is the difference between this type of relationship. They already know up front. They already know what they're up against. And if you sign up for it and you sign on the dotted line, then evidently you're okay with it. That's the thing. It's a different being okay, and it's a different life. Two, the battle. Which battle is yours? You know, you take the highs with the lows. You know what I'm saying? You just got to figure out where you get in, where you fit in at. So
that's going to be an easy one. All right, Coach Kevin, wait till I get to that one. Anyway,
okay.
Coach Kevin.
I believe that some men are down low with it, but for me, I do not want that for my life, because I look at what could happen, the side effects of it. You're married to two different women or three different women. You have children by each of these women. When the kids get older, the fighting starts because, oh, your mama like this, or your mama like
exactly
this. And then, you know, it's a lot of pain, and it, you know, it could be tragic. So I wouldn't want to bring that tragedy into my family lifestyle, which could last for generations. No, it would not build a healthier relationship. It will not build a stronger family. I believe it will bring too much strife into the family. You know, then you're talking about, as a man, now you have to have the type of income to support multiple families. You know, maybe everything's in a wide open, but what happens when you buy this wife this dress and this wife a lesser value dress? That's a problem, you know. The side effect
like
of it is not worth it, you know. A man, a woman, and his family, that family can build that man up, and that'll build a healthier relationship and a stronger family, because your bond is only one set instead of two.
Exactly.
Yes. No, I know. I don't want to even think about living that lifestyle.
Well, Queen Mom, I don't know what to say here. First thing is, did you all discuss this before you got married? Before you entered into that relationship, was that something you discussed as a possibility? Because, again, you know, we talk about how let us know up front. Okay, tell us up front what you have in mind. Don't bring this in whenever you just decide that you want to do something different. And I'm going to be bold enough to say this. I ain't met a man yet that could handle me and anybody else.
Okay.
Because I'm a full-time job.
Exactly.
And that means if you got something else on the outside, you're not taking care of me. And that won't work.
You know,
it also
makes me think about this. If two women sign up for this, or three women, because the one it's going to be one man in the equation, which of these women has a low self-esteem issue to buy into something like this? You know, I want a strong woman. I don't want to have multiple women, then there's a weak link. No, because now you got to be like, oh, my goodness, I got to deal with this tonight. No.
Mm-hmm.
No.
And what then you're raising children who can't possibly understand what you're doing. You know, the teacher in me comes out and says, that brain is not done till it's 25. Imagine you doing this when they're little and they're growing up. They can't possibly understand all of what's going on.
Okay, then add to that, is each mom going to have a hand in raising all the children?
And you know that's not going to make a happy thing, don't you?
No, it's not. No, it's
you
not.
You know that's not going to make
know?
A happy thing. Yeah.
Don't think
you're
about that.
Hear, don't be talking to my child like that. Don't tell my child to do that. Why didn't your child? I mean, the list would be humongous.
I mean, as a man, and I hope these men are listening to me, don't think about the happy side of it. Think about the downside of it, because I guarantee you there'll be more sad days than happy days. Oh, look at my boy Nelson in his uniform. That's my dog right there.
What? Okay.
But I want to read something from Tamula, non-member, Ivory Coast, Africa. First of all, welcome. She says, hello. This lifestyle that is being described is quite troubling. I do not see how this would be lucrative from the female aspect, and eventually it goes against everything God teaches about marriage and relationships.
Exactly.
While I find the subject interesting, I do find it disturbing that many people practice this and even more support it, like Valerie said. I just wanted to give my thoughts and enjoy the show as I do each week. Thank you and God bless. Well, thank you for listening.
Thank you
for your input.
Thank you. And I love your input. You're right. Nelson and Sherry are here. There are nine members. They're in East Berlin, Germany, and they're truly a part of this family. They said, greetings. We have a new computer, and the sound is so much clearer. Now I know the subject is about relationships. Okay, Nelson. But I wanted to check on the young lady who seemed to be having some issues last week and wanted to check on her. I know some other people were asking about her, too, and just wanted to check in. Hey, Coach, this is Nelson, and I hope I can catch some news about your football season. Wait till you see the superstar that came in the photo last night. We love you all, and we look forward to hearing you next season. Enjoy your vacation and your summer. Oh, thank you, Nelson. Yay.
Thank you, Nelson.
Look at that. All right.
Yo. He looks like,
right.
Yes. Look like a stud.
Yeah.
Man.
He does.
That is awesome right there. Tight end wide receiver.
Kevin, how is our friend
from
last show doing?
She's doing a lot better.
I've
been in contact with her. Her name is Christine. She's doing a lot better. I've been in contact with her throughout since the last show. She's actually a former student of mine. I treat her like she's my daughter. And I love her that way. And we've talked, and you know, she had a few more questions, and I, you know, we talked, and she's doing a lot better. She sounds so much more confident, you know. And Christina,
good.
If you're listening, just know, we love you, I love you, and you
stay strong. Stay strong.
And Nelson,
okay,
thank you for asking about her.
That was sweet. Okay, if you have something you want to talk to us about from the podcast, you can call us at 516-387-1381. Again, 516-387-1381. If you have questions or comments, just call us. Okay, guys, you ready for the next question? This one's going to be interesting. Can you have a partner who has completely different eating habits as you do? For example, he or she is a vegetarian, and you love to barbecue every Sunday. Okay, Valerie. MM Sunshine Valerie.
Hey, now, in actuality, look, I'm only one person. I won't say that it doesn't matter what another person eats, because, of course, you won't, if you're trying to eat healthy, of course, you want somebody else to eat healthy, or you want to eat the same way, or like me, cooking different types of meals across the board. But, I mean, I'm not going to stop dating anybody because they eat steak and I don't like steak. You know what I'm saying? I'm just not going to do that. I think that's, you know, a person's choice. And this is the thing. If you start dating them and they eating different from you, you know this in the beginning. You know, those are things that you've been discussing from day one. Like, what is your eating habits? I mean, you've been around them. Hopefully you've been dating them a little while, you know, and, you know, maybe that's one of the topics that come up. What type of foods you like to eat? Do you cook? You know, different things like that. So somewhere along the line, how you eat and what you eat should have been somewhere in that conversation. So now it's 6 months in the game, and you say, oh, you eat steak? Are you serious? Are you serious? I can't even imagine that's what you would wait that long to get that information. But as far as breaking up and stop talking and all of that kind of stuff, and I just think that, again, you need to sit down and say, hey, you know, I'm into this. Are you interested in this type of lifestyle, or do would you like to do something a little different? You know what I'm saying? And then, if so, then, you know, let them try out some of the things you eat or heard some of the things you eat, you know, and each one of you guys explore and find out which is best for you, too, as a couple, you know, as a family, or, you know, whatever your situation is. That's what you should do, you know, but if you don't like how they eat, you don't like the fact that, hey, you know, they're junking too much. I mean, the only option is if you get to that point, then, hey, it's time to move around. That's the bottom line. It's time to move around. I mean, in a lifetime, you don't have a lot of time trying to change people and make them be who you want them to be. If that's the case, then you need to find that type of person.
Well, true. Very true.
So that's my spiel, you know.
Okay. Very good, Val. Are you ready for me, Ma? Did we lose Ma? Okay, I think we did. All right. Well, we can resume this after our commercial break. Val, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
At Montana's, we're living the best life. Celebrate 25 years of Montana's and enjoy new and old favorites like all-you-can-eat ribs and new Canadian beef brisket. Escape to Montana's today.
I think the biggest myth, the biggest falsehood about motherhood after you have a baby is the postpartum piece. Nobody talks about it.
When this baby came around, I was hit by a bus.
I noticed I was really irritable. I felt down. I was angry, I would lash out. There were a few nights where I really didn't have a wink.
It affected my relationship with my kids. It affected my relationship with my spouse, and it affected the way I interacted with my parents because I didn't want them to see what was happening.
Talking about postpartum depression, postpartum psychosis, any perinatal mental illness is extremely, extremely important.
I think it's more common than we think it is, for sure.
Do not be fooled to think that it's just an individualized issue. It affects the entire family.
Hi, Tom Baudet. Motel 6's new improved website lets you book a room and save more for what you travel for faster than ever. Even faster than you can find your keys, which you swore were right on the little hooky thing by the garage door where they always are, and we can land a robot on a comet, but we can't keep keys from disappearing. Oh, here they are. Left them in my jacket. Don't you hate that? I'm Tom Baudet for the new improved Motel6.com, and we'll leave the light on for you.
Have you ever dreamed of building and owning your own home? What if I told you it was possible to easily customize your own personal luxury home? What if I told you it was affordable? Look no further. With Lodging Homes, we make your dreams a reality with state-of-the-art materials, efficient construction crews, experienced architects, and home designers contracted to help you every step of the way. Call us today at 1-800-787-HOME or visit us at lodginghomes.com. Let us help you achieve your dreams and build your future. Brought to you by LEGO. Create the impossible.
Escape to Sybaris, a private paradise voted the best romantic getaway in the United States. Visit us online at Sybaris.com, that's S-Y-B-A-R-I-S.com, to receive a free brochure and special discounts for your next romantic getaway.
We're back, everybody. You know that those are our favorite places to go, so make sure that if you go to one of our favorite places our sponsors have, make sure you let them know where you heard about them at or from. Okay? Now, we have I don't know. Oh, that's something else. I'm sorry. It was time for Coach Kevin to tell us about people and their eating habits in a relationship.
Okay. All right, before I go to that one, I want to read something by Headmaster Agnes, a UK non-member. This is Headmaster Agnes. I'm absolutely thrilled of the show returning. Where can those of us who missed them download older shows? Blog Talk has links to current shows, but I am unable to get to see older ones and would like to use them in our character studies when we speak of relationships on weekends with me and my tea club. Thank you. I am glad.
I like it.
Yeah, me too. I'm glad the young lady's doing quite well, as I never heard from her via my email. But in case she needs it, once again, it is Mary Agnes, 1943 at AOL.com. Ta-ta. But now, I love you. Be good. Thank you.
We love you,
and I'll
too,
make sure,
Matt.
Yes.
Headmaster Agnes, I'll make sure she gets the email. I'll text it to her personally. But now, back to the question at hand.
Yeah,
okay.
Back to the question.
Valerie covered everything that I pretty much was going to say. But me, I'm the type, if she's a vegan and we go to a vegan restaurant, I got a rib eye in my pocket when I walk through the door. That's just me. Yes, yes, yes. And
they know to stay away because you smell like barbecue, huh?
As far as barbecuing on Sunday, half of my grill can be for me. I can grill vegetables for her on the other side. You know, there's
right.
always a way to get around it. But, yes, I will show up to the restaurant with a ribeye in my pocket. Yes, indeed.
Well, you better
well,
eat
you
it
know.
Before you come in.
No. Rib eye left pocket, one steak cross right pocket.
All right, before I talk about that subject, we have caller 8781 on the line. Hello, caller 8781.
Come on in.
Are you there?
Oh, my gosh, I thought I was just listening. I'm here.
Hello, who is this?
This is April.
Hi, April.
Hey, April.
Hello. Hey, April, welcome.
Welcome.
Well, I mean, while I've got you on the phone.
We have you here. You have anything you want to add?
Well, Coach is cracking me up with the steak in his pocket. I mean.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's kind of rude, but, I mean, hey, to each his own. Luckily, I'm not vegan.
Hey, that gives that thing that they used to say, I can smell you coming.
Yes, indeed.
I don't know.
Oh my
God. That kind of goes along
that's
with the
so
lines
wrong.
Where I've never dated a vegan, but I have best friends that are vegan. And if I go out with them, I eat off that menu. Like, we've been to Ethos before, and that's a completely vegan place. I'm in Orlando. And that place is amazing. They've actually opened my eyes to a whole new cuisine. You know, people have this mindset where vegans only eat fruits and vegetables, and that's not true. Their protein is kind of good. Like, you know, some tofu is really good. Some of the plant-based meats and stuff are really good. Like, I've had the best vegan French toast in my life. It was better than regular French toast.
Okay.
When in Rome.
Do it the Rome.
When in Rome.
Yeah. Like, I'm not a smoker.
We want to thank you for listening in. We want to thank you for listening in.
And be careful, because Coach Kelly's down in Florida, too. Bye.
Yes.
baby.
Okay. We have another caller on the line. Caller 8781. Are you there? No,
hello?
That was her. 0886?
Oh, 0886, yes.
Wow.
Hi. Hey.
Who are we talking to?
What's up, Miss Cat Eyes?
You already know you're finna get
man.
It right.
Hey, between you and Val, I gotta behave now. Oh my goodness, Mama, you did it to me again.
I did it. Wait a minute. How did I do it?
Oh, my goodness.
And I don't know why. I don't know why.
Hello.
Cat Eyes, do you have anything you want to add to the conversation?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
I think the listener was not just, or the question was not just about one particular type of eating lifestyle, but...
Right.
Like I have a long time companion, and when we first started dating, he was strictly meat and potatoes. He didn't eat salad.
Oh, wow.
No vegetables.
Salad. Didn't like vegetables except for one kind. Over time, because I would try to cook, and I would still cook the way I cook, which is full meals, you know. Mama Pam always taught me to cook. You always had to have your green and vegetables your green and yellow vegetables with every meal and stuff like that. He still doesn't eat any kind of mayonnaise, no ketchup, no mustard, no relish, no salad dressing, so he doesn't eat salad at all, period.
Is he human?
Okay, you better get it down. But I have gotten him over the years. He didn't used to eat anything with red sauce, like no spaghetti or anything like that, at all.
Man,
but over the years, I have gotten him to eat vegetables.
Good for you.
Now he eats broccoli and cauliflower and.
All right.
You know, cook carrots. I can get him to eat my spaghetti. Mine only.
What?
He don't eat other people.
What?
My mozzarella. He don't eat other people.
Okay.
So.
Good man.
So I guess that's me. That just goes to my cooking skills.
Good thing.
I go
very
your
good.
Cooking skills.
Very good. Very good.
I also
very
go
good.
To your family.
You know,
also goes to your family.
Sounds to me like you've been well taught.
I take my cooking skills. I'm taking the credit for this one, Mother.
I'm listening. I didn't say a word.
My cooking skills, not my family.
Whose cooking skills does she want? Ask her, Coach Kevin.
What's that?
Whatever.
Ask her
whose
cooking does she want. Don't start, Kelly.
I'm staying out of this one. I can mute myself right now.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm. So who makes the best meatloaf?
I'm gonna mute myself right now.
Old dog. You can't teach your old dog new tricks sometimes.
You can't teach your old dog new tricks.
Sometimes.
Well, thank you.
Sometimes.
We're gonna let Coach Kevin come in and tell us about what he thinks about that subject.
About the vegan and the barbecue?
Yeah.
I can put your vegetables on one side of my grill and my meat on the other side. And like I said, if we go to that vegan restaurant, I got a ribeye in my pocket. You better believe that. Mm-mm. I mean, you got to respect their eating habits, so respect mine. You know, I don't have a problem with it, you know.
Some people go out for a smoke. You go out for some ribs in your pocket.
I ain't going out for no ribs in my pocket. I'm bringing it in the restaurant.
What? Oh, you'll be in trouble.
Yeah. No, I won't.
Yeah, Coach, you know
you
can't do that.
Mm-mm. Listen, Maitre D, here goes $70. Go get me a ribeye. We good. Problem solved.
Right. That's the only way you're going to be able to.
Ribeye in the pocket is a real thing.
Or take
okay?
the one out the pocket, huh? Here's the one in the
pocket.
Can you heat it up?
Listen. Y'all seen Nelson in his uniform. I got a good man backing me up now. Come on.
Oh, you're going to put Nelson in the middle of that.
Yeah.
Oh,
I got you.
Are you listening,
Nelson? That's my brother right there.
Gary?
Yeah, that's my brother right there. Yeah, Sherry. I mean, you need to make Nelson a good ribeye tonight.
Oh.
What?
You know, to help me out. Thank you, Sherry. Thank you. Yes.
I have no comments.
Yes.
I think the only thing that you talk about a relationship.
Well, some people
who are extremes, and that can be a problem in a relationship because some people can't stand the smell of meat and stuff, and it becomes a big deal. You know, if you can't reflect that everybody is different, you know me and that one, and if I can go in the kitchen and cook you a non-meat meal, a vegan meal, then you can accept that I also cook the meal for me. And that's going to be
well,
all meat.
Well, Mom, You can also have a COVID dinner. Put the glass shield up. Sit on one side. She sit on the other. You know.
That'll be a new one. Don't start.
Yeah,
Don't start. You have people gonna get us. People going to get us for that one. What? Now you just started something new.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
You just started something.
And before I forget, our old shows will be on Mocha Singles YouTube Summer 2021. I just want to let Headmaster Agnes know that. You can catch our old shows on Mocha Singles YouTube Summer 2021.
And most of the shows are there. They go all the way back. So you just have to take a look. They're there.
Yes.
Now,
here's
our next question. When you are mutually separated, how would you handle the separation? Share your thoughts. I want to hear responses. This question is for everyone who is listening. So send in your thoughts, please, or call them in. Now, Valerie, we're going to let him take that one first. Coach Kevin, you're taking that first.
Yeah, you take that, Coach
you
Kevin.
When you're mutually separated, are you separated to grow, to get back together, or are you trying separation as a route to just say, you know what, let's just move on? And it depends on what you agree on. But
exactly.
A separation can't be one-sided. Because if the person you're separating from really wants to be with you and you say, you know what, I just need a little bit of space. I'm going to get myself together to become a better person for you and for myself. Then, you know, you can go forward. But don't separate and then say, you know what, let's just go ahead and finish this thing, whatever. Communicate about why you're separating and what are you looking for at the end of the separation. And, you know, that's my response on it.
That's your response on it. MLS Sunshine Valerie, what are your thoughts on it?
Well, I mean, what Coach Kevin actually said was pretty good, because it is the reason why are you separating. That's the first question that a couple should be asking. Why is the separated needed? Like, are we separating to grow? Are we separating to get time out? Because maybe you actually do need some time out. Sometimes those separations are wake-up calls. Sometimes they allow you to think about what you've had, what you've been through, what you might not even want to never go back through. But it gives you that opportunity to free your mind from a lot of things. The thing is, when you're doing that separation, you also have to be focused. You can't be still entertaining each other unless it's dealing with your children. You know what I'm saying? Because if that's the case, you need to stay at home and continue to do what you've been doing, you know, and maybe seek counseling or help. I won't necessarily say talk to friends unless they're really, 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 really good friends. They have both of you all's best interests at heart, and it's not opinionated because that doesn't mean anything. There's no room for opinions. This is the thing. You guys got to get to the point, get to that breakthrough that, or that breaking spot that causes that pain, that anger, you know, that hurt. Also, sometimes you have to search yourself, your own self, look into your own soul, look into your own heart, find out exactly what's going on with you that's causing that situation to come to a head. So once you get to those things and then you can come back together as one, using 9x10, that is awesome. It becomes actually a great starting point. You know, the little break you had starts as a starting point, starting things all over again. And then sometimes it's also an eye-opener to what you need to move on and, you know, build somewhere else. So that's my take on it.
Right. Right. You know. But
well, I got
like I said,
go on.
No, no, go ahead, Mom.
Go on, Coach Kevin.
Go ahead, Mom, please.
First of all, do this. If you have children, you got to make sure that they are okay. Meaning, don't let what you all are going through come between the children and you and him. Because coming back together will be very difficult if you talked about the other parent.
Yes.
It's between adults, not children.
That's right.
Should not be in that position. You should not put them in that position.
No,
you know,
you
daddy
not.
Loves you or mommy loves you. It's just we have some things to work out. Never talk
right.
about the other parent to children.
No.
Because you
no.
two may fit, work it through, but then you've left them with a whole bunch of hurt and other feelings that they don't know what to do with when they look at the two of you.
That's right.
So leave the children out of the mix. And I saw something the other day, and I thought about this topic was coming up, and they were talking about if you're going to take a break, take a real break, coming back
mm-hmm.
to sleep every other night.
You're not separated.
You're not separated. You're playing games.
No, you're not.
You know,
yeah.
If you're going to separate, then you really want to know if this is going to work and you want to work it out. Leave that out of the mix because you're not separated.
And
you said it right. Go on.
And, you know, like what you just said, you know, you're coming back every other night, come back every other night. You know, what are you really doing, you know? If you're going to do that, separate in your own home. Sleep in another room. Gather your thoughts. You know, you're going to get a chance to miss each other even though you're only one door apart. But when you're
True.
Out the house, you know, that person's going to be like, man, I wonder what he or she is doing.
Exactly.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Because one thing you're going to forget, you're going to forget the character of that person, how they were with you, and you're going to, some people might think all these wild thoughts, and they forget that person's not like that. That person's not like
mm-hmm.
this. But your mind's going to go there, and then you will ask yourself, man, why did I have to leave? You know, if you're the reason why you left, you ask yourself, why did I have to leave? If I miss this person so much, you know? That's
exactly.
why you got to communicate. And sometimes if you communicate the right way, you won't even separate. But if you hold back on things you're feeling, that person, how is that person going to ever know you truly if you have to separate to find out these things? Talk about it while you're in that relationship. Don't give your chance.
Craig,
don't give yourself
a
chance to
go
separate. Yeah,
exactly.
Go ahead, Mama. You go ahead.
Craig is a non-member in Kentucky. My parents used to fight in front of me and my sister all the time. And the after effects are now my sister is in a very volatile relationship. I've already urged her to seek help, but she refuses and seems to think that this is just a norm because that's what we saw exactly growing up. What makes it worse as we had neighbors across the street who also fought all the time. And they didn't even have any children, so it's set up. So it's a setup. It sets up a pattern. I sometimes worry about myself because I often worry if I get into a serious relationship that I'll follow the same suit, and I hope I don't. It is who what you guys are talking about. It's who you guys are talking about. It's because this was the first time I was able to tune in, and I hope this question gets picked up. Thank you.
Well, welcome, Craig.
Welcome
you,
to
sir.
The family. Glad
Absolutely.
We were on something that would help you. We're going to take a commercial in a moment, and then we'll be back to talk about what you said.
Okay.
So we'll be back in a minute, guys.
Be back.
One, two, three, four.
Hey, hey, Miller Lite. It, and that is what we say in Texas. When we ask for a cerveza, we want to start a fiesta. The beer is Miller Lite.
Like is it today.
See, the great Pilsner taste keeps you ahead of it all. Miller Lite, Miller Lite. That's what we say in Texas. Miller Lite, Miller Lite.
Beat Yourself Up Hotline.
Is this the Beat Yourself Up Hotline?
Yes, sir. If you'd like to beat yourself up, this is the place to do it.
Okay, I'd like to beat myself up now, please.
Go right ahead when you're comfortable.
I am so stupid. I can't believe how stupid I am. What an idiot. I left all my holiday shipping until the last minute again. Now it's a huge hassle. Why do I have to do this to myself every year? When, oh, when will I learn?
You beat yourself up very well, sir.
Thanks.
But maybe you should just log on to SmartShip.com.
SmartShip.com?
Right. Type in your zip code and SmartShip.com tells you the fastest, easiest, most affordable way to do your holiday shipping, even at the last minute.
Wow, SmartShip.com.
Mm-hmm.
Why didn't I think of that?
Well...
Why do I have to have somebody else tell me what to do?
Oh, sir...
When, oh, when will I ever have an original thought?
You're really good at this, sir.
I've been told it's a gift.
SmartShip.com, the way smart shipping is done.
If the black dog of depression makes you feel like the saddest soul on earth, you're not alone. Around 350 million people share this debilitating but treatable condition. If you're worried about someone, ask if they're okay. If you're not doing so well yourself, ask for help. There is no shame in doing so. The only shame is missing out on life. So get help, be helped, and always hold on to hope.
See your next special occasion from an elegant new perspective. Birthdays, anniversaries, weddings, group outings. A most memorable experience with views you won't find on land. Exceptional, unforgettable Odyssey. Plan your next special occasion at odyssey.com.
We're back.
Hi.
I'm going to let Coach Kevin get into that first from Craig, responding to Craig.
Well, Craig, I'm sad you had to go through, your parents fighting in front of you. My dad left my mom when I was very, very young. And my mother chose not to say anything negative about him. In your situation, I would like for you to use what happened in your life as a tool for you to be a better person than what you saw, because you recognized it, and I think that it'll help you going forward. Not that I'm happy that you went through that, but yes, your neighbors who fought all the time, you saw this thing as something that could have molded your life in a negative way, but use it as a tool to say, I'm going to be better than what I saw when I came up. And whoever you get in a relationship with, share this with that person. And tell them, hey, I don't want to be like that, or this is how I am. But choose a path that'll make you a better man going forward.
And choose is the important word in there. You have a choice.
You have a choice.
You have a choice.
Thank you.
One do you choose?
Thank you for writing in. Thank you for contributing. And yes, your question got picked.
Yes.
So. Put a smile on your shoulder because you just helped somebody tonight.
Exactly. Okay. MMS Sunshine Valerie, your thoughts on this question?
To
Craig.
When you say Craig?
Yes.
Craig, yes.
Craig from is in Kentucky.
Let me see how I feel about this question. Let's see. Is this dealing with the children? Yeah.
What? They were
and
children.
You know what? It is. Yeah, it is really, really hard. My parents are doing a lot of fighting around the siblings, the children and stuff like that. One is sometimes really, really scary. You kind of grow up, you don't even think relationships are positive when you as children watching your family fight and fuss and argue. Even for me, I can't speak for that. I think I've seen my parents argue once before, and I think it lasts maybe two seconds in my lifetime. But I'm not, and I can't even say that that's necessarily a blessing or a curse. And the reason I say that is because sometimes when you see it so perfect or so real like that, you think that that's how everything is. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. That's true, too.
You find out that that's not true. So it could be, that could also be a curse, too, as well. You know, you can't say, hey, I had this perfect house or I had this perfect, because it's not. And that doesn't mean that your relationship is going to be that same way. So it does kind of really, it's really hard either way. I just think that once you get older and you realize that maybe there were some situations, there were some problems along the way that caused your family or your parents to be in those type of situations, you kind of go back and listen to what was really going on. Because, I mean, just like me, I thought my dad was the most perfect person in the world. And as you get older, you find that they're not perfect. You know what I'm saying? Either that dampers you
exactly.
or not. But at the end of the day, though, you have to always remember that they're human. They
exactly.
are human. They make mistakes. They
exactly.
go through things. And as, depending on how young his mother and father was, too, could have a lot to do with it. Maybe that's the reason why they had some of those problems or whatever. And they had to grow and learn and, you know, evolve into who they are today, if, you know, if they're still living or not. But, you know, I think we have to take, again, the bitter with the sweet, and we take those things and we learn and we grow as individuals. And it is hard on us, but if it's hard and it's caused problems in your relationship, once again, I think people should seek counseling. They should seek help. So that way they can,
okay.
you know, kind of bear those hatches.
We have someone who works in that field. Cat Eyes, are you here?
What is it?
0886. Are you here?
Yes. I'm here. Can you
okay.
hear me?
Yes.
Can
yes.
you hear me? Okay.
Yes.
I work with domestic violence in a shelter with domestic violence victims and their children. I was also a victim of domestic violence as well. So I take my job and this discussion personally and to heart. And I'm very passionate
okay.
about it.
Okay.
I remember, you know, having these fights and these arguments with my ex-husband and, you know, and my daughter was very young at the time. And I never realized what she actually saw.
Took in.
And what she actually remembered. Until
mm-hmm.
years after I left him, because there was one final fight, and I ended up on the floor hyperventilating and vomiting and profusely and had to go
wow.
to the hospital. And that night,
okay.
I said, that's it. That was my breaking point to say enough is enough. And I was able to get out. Many years, like several years later, maybe 4 or 5 years later, I was in a relationship, and me and this guy, we were, you know, we were living together. We had been dating for a couple of years, and we got into an argument, not even a heated argument, but we got into an argument, and my daughter ran in the room, and she said, "Don't hit my mama," and
wow.
I stopped. And we stopped, and it was like, what? You know, we were so shocked because he had never hit me. He will never hit me. I made a vow that after the first relationship with the abuse, that no man would ever hit me another day of my life.
Awesome. Awesome.
And I made that vow to myself. So we both sat down with her and explained to her that this is not that same person that used to hit your mother. This is a man who is a man and will never put his hands on your mother.
Right.
And that adults and couples will have disagreements and we'll argue, but we will never fight physically.
Right.
Ever. Ever. And we both sat down separately and had this discussion with her because I think it's a lot better when it comes from the man as well as the woman.
Right.
So that if it's one-sided or it's not just he saying this, you know, to appease the other person or anything like that. Children are very impressionable. And you must be careful what you do and say in front of them.
Right.
You have to be careful because they remember a whole lot more than we give them credit for. And they understand a lot more than we give them credit for understanding.
And the newer generation is even smarter. They not only hear it, but they understand it at one and two. So be real careful. They understand exactly what's happening and what you're saying and how it feels. So I say this in closing on that. You know me, I believe there are rules. You start a relationship off, there are rules. And I was smart enough as a little girl when I got married to know that if you hit me, it was over in ways that we won't talk about. You got to make the rules up when you start. You got to do it.
Right.
And the first one is don't hit. Period. Just don't hit. And you go from there. You add the others to it. But for me, that's the one. And she grew up, Cat Eyes know that that was never a thing in our home, ever. Ever, no matter what. We have a quick giveaway. Caller who calls in, we have this special mug. It says Queen, and it is beautiful. And you can have it, MMS Sunshine, because we're giving it away. So,
but
it's going to the fifth caller.
Aren't we going to give that away next season instead of tonight?
He just said it. You didn't read. You didn't read it. Okay, I got it. He said it.
Yeah.
But then he says, we're going to wait till next season. That's going to be our first giveaway.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So we've had some interesting conversations tonight, and as always, we remind everybody we're all different, you know, but there's a saying that we attract people of like from when we are growing up, and we tend to pick people that are just like that, just like what you were living as you were growing up. So we're going to let MMS Sunshine say good night and good wishes.
Hey everyone, I would just like to say good night. I'm so happy that we were sharing and had such a great time tonight. It's been an awesome season. Can't wait till next season to see you guys again. Don't forget to go and check us out on YouTube of all our previous podcasts. And I just want to say I hope it help somebody along the way. We're always here. If you're not a part of MMS, join. You enjoy yourself. It's a great feeling, and we can't wait to see and talk to you guys again.
Love you all.
Coach Kevin.
Hello, everybody. Thank y'all for listening in. I look forward to hearing from everybody next season. I want to thank all the callers tonight. April with the vegan comments. We really appreciate that. And I look forward to everyone trying to join us on Facebook. If you're single, you can join, you know, Midwest Mokin at any point. You know, ask a few questions and boom, you're good. But Nelson, bro, hey, I'm going to keep you informed with what's going on in football season. I'll give Brian some information so he can pass it on to you. And Sherry, thank you for making him that ribeye.
My pleasure. Sherry, go get you. As we end our season, we hope in our hearts and we pray that we help somebody along the way.
Yes.
Life
yes.
is not easy. And right now, people are going through a very stressful time.
Yes.
Feel free to go to Messenger if you need to talk. We're always available. We care about you. We care about our family and friends. I thank those who share. I know that it's hard sometimes, but that's what makes it great. That's what makes this a wonderful place. So I wish everybody
yes.
a great finish of your spring. And we'll be back as soon as summer starts. Take care.
Yeah.
We send you love.
Take care.
Always.
Love you guys.
We leave
love
you.
You.
Love
we
you
miss you, Elijah. We miss you, Elijah.
We miss you,
Elijah. Get well.
Come grab my kisses. Give grandma kisses.
Get well, Grandma. Get well, Grandma.
Get well.
Good night, everybody.
Good night. Love you all.